Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the behavior of Durco. Let's talk about what this has meant for South Africa in terms of the impact that it has had on our policy. Joining us and outstanding globally. Joining us this morning, Kenneth Mokgatle is a political writer and analyst as well as a researcher. Kenneth, a very good morning to you. In short, the South Africa's standing before Naledi Pandor and her leadership and the standing after, how different is it?
Good morning to you, Howard, and to the listeners of Morning Mayhem. Yeah, it's very different. I mean, it's been met by our foreign policy, have been met by a lot of ideological inconsistencies. Before her, we were not pursuing anti-Western anti-Western biasness, and then after her or post Naledi Pandor in 2019, then we started seeing South Africa drifting towards what they call the Eastern Bloc, going against every position that undermines the national security of the US, as they have alluded, and there's evidence to that effect. And then we've been seeing them through the platforms such as BRICS, which in my own view, I think they can still maintain relationship with such countries such as China and Russia, but at the same time value and defend the relationship with Western countries. But that is not what they've been doing, and that is why South Africa is not doing so well, especially in terms of international trade and investment.
What I find fascinating is that many countries might share South Africa's stance, or some countries might share South Africa's stance, but they understand how diplomacy works, and that you still need to build relationships, and you still need to be consistent, and you still need to be perceived as caring about everybody and not just one cause over another. Does this speak to immaturity, or does this speak to a deliberate attempt to isolate South Africa?
I think it's a deliberate attempt to silence South Africa, or to remove South Africa from playing a very important role in the international affairs. When you look in the previous few weeks, when the ceasefire was achieved between Israel and Hamas, South Africa was not at the table. South Africa did not play any meaningful role there. So it was left out. So we are talking about diplomacy. So it means that South Africa has not really, it has not really fought for its place to also be included into the table, as we had seen in 94 and after 94, when it started to engage in the global conflict such that happened in Lesotho, and the deployment was effected, and then in the DRC also, when South Africa was just born after 1994, it started taking those important assignments. But now when you look at it, we are not playing the big role as other countries are playing, such as Egypt, Qatar and others, be it wrong or right, but South Africa is not there yet. Because when you look at what's happening in the DRC, you don't have South Africa playing any meaningful role there. Theirs was just to deploy soldiers there, and it did not have much effect, as we had seen later when Qatar and the US intervened, then there was peace that was achieved in that regard.
Do you think that there's an acceptance, a recognition behind closed doors at least, that South Africa doesn't have the international clout that it used to? There's certainly no recognition publicly, but I just wonder if behind closed doors within the ANC, if they recognize that we have fallen tremendously in terms of global perception.
I think there is that recognition, of course, because when you look at the caliber, the quality of the leadership, even from your branch level to up there, it is not the same as that was present after 1994. So the ANC has been infiltrated by opportunists. That is why maybe we are not having those people, the kind of people that could be deployed in the diplomatic channels or platforms. So I think there's that particular agreement. But the other problem is that there's just a lot of corruption and opportunism. So there's no principle in the ANC. Because when you look at it, if they are really principled, then they should have approached the same the Russia-Ukraine conflict with the same kind of rules, but they did not do so because they are so obsessed with Israel and the US, and they did not speak on behalf of the Ukraine, who were just attacked by Russia even today. So that is why I'm saying it is met by a lot of inconsistencies. The same is happening in Zimbabwe, where ZANU-PF is really undermining the human rights of the Zimbabweans, and the Zimbabweans are then going into South Africa to seek a better life. But the ANC has been so quiet about the humanitarian crisis in Zimbabwe. The same goes for Sudan, and the same goes for the DRC, and they are keeping quiet. They are not saying anything about it, but they are very obsessed about the US and its allies.
It's completely absurd. What do you think the biggest impact was? Was it the ICJ, the Lady R, Iran? What do you think the most significant failure was, has been?
I think the problem here, because we were talking about it earlier, the problem here is people like your Dr. Naledi Pandor and others like your Mandla Mandela, who are so close to the ANC. Even when they are outside, they don't hold any official position, but they are very close. They act as mediators between Iran, Hamas, and the ANC, and they continue to undermine the foreign policy stance of South Africa to pursue their personal narrow interests.
Do you think there is any chance of a reset, of some form of recognition that the, or at least even if there isn't public recognition, as we've mentioned, a shift in the direction that might see South Africa start to regain some of its reputation in the international arena?
Yeah, there's always going to be a chance, but I think it will be determined by the leadership of South Africa, and also maybe the leadership in the US, because I don't think that will happen under the watch of the ANC. So the ANC will have to be removed, and there will be that kind of reset. Mm-hmm. Because when we look at it, even the success of Cyril Ramaphosa, they are going to pursue that particular policy of anti-Western stance, as we have seen that's what the liberation movements are doing, especially when they lose their popularity.
Absolutely.
Among people. We've seen in Zimbabwe what ZANU-PF did by going against the West. So that is what the ANC is doing. So it means that it is coming to an end. So I don't see the reset or renewal of relationship between South Africa and the US under the presiding of the ANC in our government. So I think when they are removed from power, then that is when we are going to see some changes in the relationship between the two countries.
Kenneth Mokgatle, thank you. As always, political writer, analyst, researcher, and talking to us about the South Africa's foreign policy and how it has undermined South Africa's global credibility.